Hello.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Hopefully you're tuning in. Neil, if you're out there, thank you.
To any new listeners out there, we appreciate you. Thank you for tuning in. Ed, what are we listening to?
We are listening to... That took me a moment. I didn't know what you were doing. That was really smooth.
Yeah, that's smooth.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Pass the Ox with hosts Edward Ruger, Alec Flanagan, and Daniel Goodman.
You can visit our website at wjrh.org, or you can call us at the station, like we did last week, at 610-330-5316. You should do that, because it's fun.
It was pretty fun. We had this awesome caller last time.
Yeah, unfortunately, I missed out on that call, but I did try calling in after the fact. You guys didn't pick up. I felt felt pretty let down. You guys,
Didn't you say someone might call today?
Yeah, we might have a surprise caller. I have no idea what she's going to call about, but I'm looking forward to it. We'll have a friendly banter.
Yep, guest stars galore.
Yeah, always.
Stars on stars on stars.
Yeah. So how's the week been since the last 1 week hiatus?
This is the last 1 week hiatus. Oh God.
The huge.
Yeah. The huge. Fun weekend.
Fun weekend. Yeah. President's ball.
President's ball.
Balled it up.
Mm-hmm. Like the president.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's how Allison Byerly lives every day.
Ah, just balling till the end.
Balling out like Byerly.
Ball like Byerly.
Mm-hmm. It's like bend it like Beckham.
True.
Ball like Byerly.
Ah, true. I'm sure that's exactly. She's listening. She's like, that's my new motto in life.
Mm.
Ballin' like Byerly. There we go.
Yeah, living like Larry.
Ballin' like Byerly. Forget this whole president's challenge thing. We got that.
Yeah, we got a new thing. # ballin' like Byerly.
Yeah, get it trending.
With DJ Cringe.
DJ Cringe.
Is there anything else that's on you guys' mind? Any pressing matters that bother you?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. All those children not getting lunch during the day really gets me down.
We should find a way to learn more about this.
Yeah, well, you know, Ed, surprisingly, I have that right here for you.
What do you know?
If your child, Edward, relies on free or reduced priced school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with free meals this summer.
Really?
Visit feedingamerica.org/summer meals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that is feedingamerica.org/summer meals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ed, I didn't know you had children.
I didn't either.
You do.
You better make sure they're getting... a reduced lunch if they need it.
I'll have to contact Feeding America.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Yeah.
Make sure those kids are not going hungry.
You want to play some music?
I think we should. Alec, would you like to introduce our first song of the evening?
Only if I can remember what it is. And I think it's going to be Float On by Modest Mouse, hopefully.
Yes, indeed it is.
Good stuff.
You are now listening to Float On by Modest Mouse.
Good song.
That's a good song. Yeah. Ed, you a fan?
Yes.
Ah. Thank you for that curt response.
Oh, okay. It seemed really loud in my headphones.
I was startled. Average volume here.
Yeah.
Okay. I think my headphones are just on a different volume.
You know what it is? There's these things called ohms on headphones. It's like the power requirement kind of thing.
Yeah.
And these may have higher ohms, so therefore they are actually quieter than headphones that require a lower amount of ohms. Mm. So that's what amplifiers are for. They supply more power, so that way you can get like the same amount of volumes from headphones that have higher ohms. Today I learned.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, no, honestly, that's
why computer we have science. Here. Oh no, he's not an engineer though. He's a computer scientist.
Is Inokopi.
I just buy a lot of headphones.
Yeah.
And a lot of keyboards.
Yeah. Mm.
He makes his own keyboards.
He does make his own keyboards.
Ladies, he's single.
That would be weird.
That would be. Parts. You buy the parts and put them together.
You construct keyboards.
Mm. Get you a man who constructs keyboards.
He'll treat you right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. DJ Flandy Man.
The Flandy Man can.
You need some really poor soldering done. I got that.
I like it.
Desoldering, I've learned over the weekend, is not very fun to do. I had to desolder one of my broken keyboards. So I'm like a keyboard mechanic over here now.
Ladies.
It's past like 2 weeks.
Do we have any keyboard PSAs?
No.
No.
I think Dan has a substitute.
I do have a substitute. See, if you don't want to learn how to solder keyboards, you could always, you know, get some education in high school. So
This is basically the same thing.
This is your first chance for a second chance. For free info about GED test prep classes, call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and begin your brighter future. Ed, do you have any commentary for that?
That looked like a pretty bright future.
Yes, it did.
I think I do not recall.
Huh. What did I just PSA about?
You PSA'd about the GED program and educating for your future.
And what website should you visit? Should you want to go get your GED?
I think you should visit the Ad Council no matter what.
The Ad Council, always a good...
It's like, you know when kids get lost, how they're like, if you find a cop, go talk to them and be like, Mom, like I lost my dad. Mom, I lost my dad. If the cop's your mom, it's pretty easy. But no, it's... It's like, if you're a lost child, go see the Ad Council.
Hmm. So it's like, that cop could be Kung Fury. Is that
Kung
right?
Kung Fury is the best movie.
Don't watch
movie.
It.
No, watch it.
5 minutes, that was plenty enough for me.
Watch it. It's the best film ever made. I'm pretty sure it won 4 Grammys.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, 4 Grammys.
4 Grammys and, you know, a couple Tonys.
Several. Several Tonys.
300.
Really?
Yeah.
And you know, see, if no one else out there watches that, you could call them a bit heartless.
Hint, hint. Nudge, hint. Nudge.
Wink.
Oh, I got it.
You got it.
Hey. Hello, Caroline. Hello, Haley. You know you're listening to WJRH.org.
How could you be so cold as the winter wind when it breeze, yo? Just remember that you talking to me, though. You need to watch the way you talking to me, yo. I mean, after all the things that we've been through. I mean, after all the things we got into. Hey, yo, I know what some things that you ain't told me. Hey, yo, I did some things, but that's the old me. And now you wanna get me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, well, I got homies. But in the end, it's still so lonely. In the night, I hear him talk the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? Oh, how could you be so heartless? How could you be so Dr. Evil? You're bringing out a side of me that I don't know. We won't gon' speak, so why we up 3 a.m. on the phone? Why don't she be so mad at me, foe? Homie, I don't. stop, won't mess my groove up, cause I already know how this thing go. You run and tell your friends that you're leaving me. They say that they don't see what you see in me. You wait a couple months, then you gon' see. You'll never find nobody better than me.
In the night, I hear him talk. Talking, talking, talk. Baby, let's just knock it off. They don't know what we've been through. They don't know about me and you. So I got something new to see. And you just gon' keep hating me. And we just gon' be enemies. I know you can't believe I could just leave it wrong. And you can't make it right. I'm gon' take off tonight. And you.
What's your favorite fruit?
Wait, I messed something up. Uh-oh.
That's also my favorite.
Uh-oh. No. Wait, hold up.
Hey, you should pause this.
I should pause
okay,
what?
Never mind. You actually, it's faded. Never mind.
Yeah, it's faded out.
Oh, that's, okay.
The problem is like,
I'll tell you my favorite fruit, Dan.
Alec, what's your favorite fruit?
Let me think about this for a second.
Wow, I thought you had an answer ready for me.
I like, you know, apples are red, so.
Yeah, not all of them.
Mm.
You got a lot of green apples.
Oh, I do like Honeycrisp apples.
Ooh.
Those how do you good. Play a song next?
Pretty crisp.
You hit play.
No, you hit add to queue. That's like play next.
No, no, but I have a whole queue set
you can,
up.
You can add it to the queue and then edit it. You can edit the queue.
On air professionalism.
Okay, well, we got rid of basket case like, anyway, so.
You can like drag it.
I got rid of basket case.
Coming at you live, literally.
Yeah. Figuring this out on
air.
All
right, yeah, we got rid of basket case, so we're good.
A little bit of insecurity there, if that song would be worth it.
Surprised it wasn't.
Keck.
True.
Yeah.
So, Ed, you're leaving me hanging here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what'd you ask again?
Your favorite fruit.
You know.
We all have them, sometimes.
I'm partial to apples, definitely, but not because Alec said apples, because I have a soul.
Nah, it's because I said apples.
It probably is, honestly.
You strike me as more of like a watermelon guy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a fruit?
Like a watermelon
Wait, pineapple.
Guy.
Pineapple.
I do love the whole melon family.
So like cantaloupe, honeydew.
Mm.
Yeah, just watermelon first and foremost.
They're the best. Caroline... No, we did not call you Heartless by playing Heartless next. We were playing it, and then I saw the Snapchat.
Mm.
So that's that. All right? We love you all. Love you, Mallory.
Every single one of you.
We love you.
The all other
people
listeners.
Who are listening. Yeah.
Not only all listeners. The world.
The world.
Mm.
We love the world.
Meta world peace. But yeah, no, I love...
You love a good melon.
I do love a good melon.
I like pineapples.
Pineapples?
I think those are now my favorite that I realize they're fruit.
Hmm.
Huh.
They're fruit?
There, yeah. What would they be? They're not vegetables.
Yeah, no, they're not vegetables. I don't associate them with fruit, though.
That's true.
It's a grain.
It's a grain. And my favorite fruit is wheat.
My favorite, too.
Oh,
yeah, so...
You know what's often...
So well, I was going to say, you know what's often on... those things, grapefruits?
What?
A little bit of sugar...
Yeah.
In fact, When
in fact.
In fact.
Same.
In fact.
See, I thought I had something to lead with it, but I don't. Mm. Oh, I got this. I got this. I got this.
Round two.
Okay, so Dan, you know what else has sugar on it?
What else has sugar
on it? Nope, that's not all what I said. You know what you can do with it?
Okay. Next song.
Sugar, we're going down. Wait. Oh, I'm caught. Wait, I got this.
On air professional.
We are going to go down, I know.
DJ Cringe, coming at you live.
Alec, you know what? We would.
Did you just drop the mic?
No, the mic is on a stand that we haven't touched.
What was that? What was that thunk?
I think that was me sliding into the. Yeah.
Either that or a phone drop.
So Ed, you know what we would call that pre-song mess up? A disaster. And
business disaster? Is this where this goes?
Yeah.
Am I prepared? Am I prepared though?
I don't know.
You could be.
Do you think I am?
Ed, would your business survive a disaster?
Oh, you know that's right.
That doesn't answer my question.
He asked the question, and he goes, you know that's right. So is that saying that your business could survive a disaster, or that your question could possibly be answered? Who knows? Let's find out.
Yeah. Well, in the event that it wouldn't, for a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business, brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, American Red Cross, and guess who? The Ad Council.
Whoa. I like that. It's free. That was an aggressive PSA drop, though.
That wasn't aggressive.
It was like, prom, prom, prom.
Because I wasn't going to drop the mic like you thought I did, so I had to drop something.
Yeah.
I'd like to give a little shout out to a special cough drop out there. Mallory, I'm shouting you out.
Are you going to say anything else for this possibly special day?
Oh, yeah! Mallory? We can't sing happy birthday on the radio because there is, like, legal things, but we can make up a song. Yeah, no, you actually can't play happy birthday on the radio. Well, you can't sing it because otherwise you have to pay royalties. But happy birthday, Mallory.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
happy birthday.
Okay, that's good enough. Before we just go on 5 minutes saying that.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Addie, who's also listening in. We got viewers on viewers on listens on listens.
Ah, see, half of those things don't apply because we're a radio show.
That is, hey man, if they're looking at the screen, it's got to count.
I doubt they're looking at the screen.
You know, Haley sent me a Snapchat and she said that's all they do is just stare at the screen.
Ah, for the entire hour.
Oh yeah, no, that's how you know it's it's good. Huh. You know, I think. That,
yeah.
I think...
Almost call that semi-charmed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's life for you.
That's a transition and a half right there.
Oh, yeah. That we transitioning.
Purely unasked for, but you got it.
Bring me like the quality.
The Flandy Man can.
On the mattress one, and you hold me, and we are broken. Still excited, I wanna feel just a little. Now feel myself heavy off the ground. I'm scared, I'm not coming down. No.
So, yeah, we can hear that.
Yeah. So, Ed, what's your favorite distraction? Because I'd say it's Alec dancing.
Ah, true. That's my favorite distraction.
I don't know if that's a distraction. I think that's just pure love.
That's very true.
I just take videos of myself when I get sad. I just watch them. I'm like, that kid knows what he's doing in life. You know?
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, I know that is.
That's uncomfortable.
No, it's sad. It's like when you're lacking motivation. You know, just like...
You're seeing yourself dance when you're lacking motivation.
Yeah, just gets my fires going.
Should have seen yourself at President's Ball. You were tearing it up out there.
He was.
That is impossible for me to just see myself like that.
He was hitting the floor.
I'm not a third-person body, Dan.
Could have taken a video, like you say you do, on the regular.
Yeah.
I have to have a special setup.
Did you lie on the radio?
No. Did
the FCC will come for you.
No, they won't.
How do you know?
Because that's not illegal.
I think lying on the radio is almost as bad as not using different cutting boards.
Ooh.
When you're...
What's even worse, though? Animals and pet shelters. I could probably just recite that on top of my head.
You know what's worse than animals and pet shelters? Having dirty surfaces.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what's worse than dirty surfaces?
Nothing, you're right. Wash your surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year alone, and roughly 3,000 will die. Mm. But you can keep your family safer, Daniel, by cleaning with soap and water as you go.
Because they're a clear target.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just my family. Everyone else is safe.
Everyone else is safe, guys. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
I love the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a very generous group.
We should see if we can apply for jobs there. Yeah. Internships would be the best.
No, thank you.
You know what I think?
What do you think, Ed?
It might not be the best,
uh-huh.
But it wouldn't be the worst. In fact...
Where would you put it?
I'd put it somewhere in the middle.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Transitions on transitions.
Ra-ta-ta-ta.
You know what I'm a fan of?
Fans.
Exactly.
Fan squared.
So seems like our business survived the disaster, didn't it?
What disaster?
The disaster of the room being too hot.
It is a disaster.
That's why we're a fan of fans in here.
Thank you to the good Honeywell Corporation for your beautiful fans.
If you want to sponsor Pass the Ox, then we would.
But we can't.
We would appreciate that.
This is a non-profit.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
We would.
Yeah, it's actually against the law for you to request funding over the air as well.
So we take back.
We would donate the money that we get to.
Were you soliciting over the air?
Not soliciting anything.
We take back anything that was just said. No, we
revoke all statements from the past.
We have formally recanted everything.
Everything ever said.
Ever said by anyone.
Pass the Ox is no longer on the air.
WJRH is gone. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Sorry.
Thanks a lot, Fan Corporation.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, see, that's where the disaster strikes.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ed, what might we be listening to once more?
Oh, okay. I like that. I like how you phrased that. It was beautiful. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Pass the Ox with your hosts, Edward Ruger, Alec Flanagan, and Daniel Goodman.
Did you say Pass the Ox? I didn't even hear that. Okay. That's why I was like giving you this weird look. If you want to, you can listen to our archived podcast, not podcast, our archived shows online at wjrh.org, or you can just go on the website, just cause. Or you can call us at the studio anytime, preferably when we're here.
Why do you say preferably?
Because, preferably. I mean...
How about only?
Okay, fine.
That's mean.
Moving on.
That's mean.
Phone number is, write this down, 610-330-5316. Or, if you don't have it written down, I'm sure you can find it online on our website. Visit the website.
Alec, what's the website once more?
WJRH.org.
And what's the phone number?
You can find it on the website.
What? I think you should read it again, yeah.
610-330-5316. It's a pretty good phone number, if you ask me.
It's a very good phone number.
I don't know why, but it just looks nice. It's probably look nicer in your phone while you're calling us. Yeah.
Sorry, Zing. I said it. I like it.
All right.
Yeah, so...
Are we going to hit him with an ad, or are we going to...
I don't know. See,
PSAs.
Our business already survived a disaster, but does our business have an emergency plan?
I don't know what the Grilled Cheese Kid does.
Ooh. Gotta put them up.
Got him. Hammer the cheddar. Shay.
So, for a free online tool that helps you develop one, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Can you say that last one again?
And the Ad Council.
Imagine that.
How about that?
You want to know something?
No.
Tell me. Hit me with it.
This never happened to me personally.
Yeah?
But I did once hear.
Yeah.
Of someone,
yeah,
who fought the law.
No way.
And you know what happened?
What happened?
Well, the law won.
I had none. I fought the
So Dan's so gone.
Dan is now gone.
The huge.
It is the huge. Did you just get a message?
Like a notification.
I think you should tell all of our beautiful listeners about it.
Well, Neil, you know Neil.
Yeah, I do know Neil. For those of you unaware, Neil is Neil.
It's Dan. It's got to be Dan. Hang on.
Okay, Alec, that's you. Yeah, it's Dan. All right, Dan is calling in. Hello, Dan Goodman. You are on the air with WJRH FM.
I am. I'm a huge fan.
Oh.
Tell me about this radio show that you got going there.
Well, it's called Pass the Ox. We just play some jamming good songs, you know?
What kind of songs?
The good ones.
The ones everyone can sing along to. Old, young. Young, old. Everyone.
Would you happen to have an open co-host slot for me in there? I'd like to contribute.
Well, we already have a Dan Goodman.
We already do.
I mean, he's.
But he always leaves 15 minutes early or so.
Yeah. So.
What
do
you mean? So you have an opening for the last 15 minutes or something, right?
Yeah. Anyone could just jump in the studio with us at this point, as long as they pass DJ training with Neil.
Oh, what? I don't have to train for it.
No, you do.
I do.
You 1,000% do. We can't just put anyone behind the mic.
Oh, yeah. You have to be basically professional level. Be back here.
I mean, we're mixing. We're maxing.
Are you soliciting donations?
No.
No, we're not.
That's illegal.
That is 1,000% illegal.
Did you say your name is Dan?
That's the mark of a true professional right there.
Is your name Dan Goodman? I think we can hunt you down.
Yeah, Dan, we don't do that, okay?
No, my name is David.
Oh, David.
David.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a couple friends that might also want to join. You guys know Dale, right?
Oh, we all do know Dale.
Yeah, and then Sebastian. Oh, he's a hoot.
Ooh, I heard he was a hoot and a half, eh?
Hoot and a half, eh?
Yeah.
Good old Sebastian. Is that a
second we're getting call? A second call. It's from Addy.
Oh.
Yo, we're gonna kick you off, Dan. No one really wants you.
Okay. Bye, guys. Have fun.
Love you. Bye. Well, we lost her.
Mistakes were made.
Addy, if you're listening, you can try again. Okay. Alec, you wanna read an ad? Or do you want me to read an ad?
You can do it. You got this.
All right. Sounds good. You should be prepared.
You should find one about the shelter, because we always got to give a shout-out to those shelter pets. That's a little extremely gross, actually.
I couldn't help but do it. I don't like any of these. Oh, here we go. No, it's the same ones. Alec. Ooh. Here we go. Addy's calling us in again. That's much better than me rating an ad. You are on the air with WJRH.
I am so happy to be on Past Ox with only Ed and... Well, not Dan, because Dan left. Ed and Alec.
Yeah, Alec. Alec is here.
Well, that would make sense.
Do what?
So, I have a question. Why have you guys been still playing a playlist from... the 2000s.
Hold on. Can Alec, do you want to turn it up a little bit? Because I don't think it's going to be, it's not going to do really well on the air. Oh, it's phone. Yeah, there it is. Okay, can you repeat your question?
If we want to hear songs other than songs from the 2000s, can we request our own?
Yes, you can. I'd love to hear some input.
That's great.
As long as it doesn't curse, that would be bad.
Yeah, it has to.
And that's,
it can't curse, and it also can't say other words that you think you could say on the radio, but you can't.
Yeah, I don't know what any of those words are.
What's your song?
Ultra Light Beam?
Yeah, we can't play that song on the radio.
Oh, how sad.
I know, it's such a beautiful song. I love it. Because it's got Kanye, it's got Chance. I suggest, honestly, everyone should check it out. It's on Spotify. But unfortunately, it curses
way too. It doesn't fit in with the radio.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
All right, well, I'll let you get back to your floundering on air.
Oh, that's...
Hey. we flounder fabulously. I shouldn't. That was just the only word I could think of. What's another adjective? You know.
You know, Alec. Wait, how do we get Addie off there?
You said end call, I think.
Oh, really? Is that? She hung up. Well, you know, Alec, that was so bad. You know what I think I should say to you? Alec, you should just beat it.
Not to be confused with Bad by Michael Jackson, which may or may not also be on the queue.
Can you ever have too much Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Bum. Bum.
I think that's good enough.
There was no bum. That was unfortunate.
This is Beat It, Michael Jackson.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Pass the Ox with Alec, DJ Cringe, and Dan, but Dan's gone. Our website is WJRH.org, and our phone number is 610-330-5316. Call in. So, Alec, how are you today?
Doing pretty good, just kind of standing here. Literally.
Oh, literally. I like it.
I'm waiting by the phone.
Yeah, I got a friend who said she's calling in. So...
Not calling yet.
Not calling yet. I'm waiting on her. She's calling.
Guess we'll find out.
We will.
You got a... Is it Jeopardy that does a... Yeah, that's not it, but it's close enough.
Yeah, honestly.
Gets the point across.
It does. It was a little atonal. But, until she calls in, I guess I'll just read an ad.
That works.
Because we never touched on shelter pets.
No, we didn't. And that
please save us from shelter pets. There we go. Oh. And we have a call from Fort Myers, Florida. You are on the air with WJRH.
Oh, the phone's not on.
Oh, wait. Hang wait on. 1 second. The phone's not on. All right, you are on the air with... Hi, what's up?
Nothing.
How... Yeah, you're on the radio.
How's it feel?
There we go. We have a call.
Oh, we can hear ourselves in the background.
Yeah.
We're on the air with JRH.
Hi.
We seem to be a couple seconds behind.
Yeah.
Could the chair have hit the dump button?
No, it's on a delay.
Oh, okay. So how are you?
I know. I'm good.
That's good. Do you have any song requests?
I don't know. Hold on, let me check. Hold on.
In the meantime.
Can you guys play on country?
We can look for something country to play either this show or next show.
Luke Bryan, That's My Kind of Night.
Alright, we'll play that next week as we have already logged our thing, but we got you. We'll play that next week. Happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah, happy
Thank
birthday.
You.
That's my buddy Alec. He's wishing you a happy birthday as well, live on the air.
Oh, yeah.
I miss you, Teddy.
Miss you too, but we gotta get to radioing now, so talk to you later. Happy birthday, live from WJRH.
Thank you.
All right.
See you later.
Bye.
What's our next song?
Bad by Michael Jackson.
Oh, look, I predicted that one.
You predicted two Michael Jackson songs in a row. It's almost like you helped me log them.
No, I didn't. You did it on your own.
You know, Alec, that was...
Because I complained about two Michael Jackson songs in a row.
You know, it's a little bad of you.
Ha. Got him.
Don't you dare jump on.
Who's bad?
Oh, that was awful. Never again. Note to self, never let Ed play that song again if he signs off like that.
By the way, your mic wasn't on when you said all that.
Oh, come on.
So I heard you endorsing my awesomeness?
Yeah, no, I was saying everything I could against it. Okay.
Well, we've had a lot of fun this time, you know? We have tied with our peak listeners of all time with 6, and we have that currently.
Yeah, pretty impressive. So I don't know if anybody could really beat that in the entire world, you know?
No. 94.5 PSD probably can't.
Like, what's that? America's Top 40 Hits? Is that nationwide radio? I don't think.
I don't know.
I just know it's a thing.
All I know is 94.5 PST. It sounds like I'm advertising for them at this point.
Yeah.
We're not, clearly. We're not. They're a direct competition.
Yeah.
You know? They might be like the biggest on in the region, but like they're not. They're not us.
Yeah, true. You don't want to get too cocky though.
It's true.
So
we are the best radio station that's ever existed.
WJRH just as a whole.
You are listening to
WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Way to skip the radio part.
Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Pass the Aux with your hosts, DJ Cringe. I need air horns for that.
That would be way too loud for this studio.
The Flandy Man and Goody Goods with the umlaut. Our website is WJRH.org. Phone number 610-330-5316. I'm pretty sure at this point it's too late to call in because we will be leaving soon, so we will play one last song.
This song is called Brazil by Declan McKenna. I've heard it a while ago, but I actually just rediscovered it a month ago, and I was like, hey, I like this song. And then I found out it's actually about the World Cup, how they paid $15 million in Brazil to have the World Cup hosted there, you know? But everybody was
they paid more than impoverished.
Was it 15 billion?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
They played a ridiculous number.
But yeah, so this song's kind of talking about the dude who basically sold out Brazil, kind of. That doesn't really make sense, but it's a good song. It's a good song either way. This is Brazil.
everybody plays a beautiful game while I'm in Brazil. Cause it's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? I wanna play the